How many of us have read a book or watched a movie and thought, I could do that? It's not as easy as it looks. In this episode of Book Pod, Julie Salomon talks about the making of The Devil's Candy, the book she wrote in the early 90s to chronicle the artistic vision, production snafus, and cost overruns that shaped director Brian De Palma's film adaptation of Tom Wolfe's The Bonfire of the Vanities.
I had been thinking for some time about doing a book about a movie being made from beginning to end. I'd been a film critic for several years. I was interested in the process, and I had read Lillian Ross's book, Picture, which followed The Red Badge of Courage, John Huston's movie, from beginning to end. I thought it was great. I had been just waiting for the opportunity. I had gotten to know Brian De Palma through my work at the Wall Street Journal, and when I was 6 months pregnant with my daughter, he told me he might be doing a movie out of The Bonfire of the Vanities, and I had told him about this idea I'd had, and he said, why don't you do that book about this? I will give you complete access in a way nobody else will, and all I want from you is to write a good book. And I basically said, oh yeah, sure. I'm 6 months pregnant. You're starting the film in January. Right. I'll talk to you later. That's how it started. I thought I was going to be writing an updated version of Picture, and I thought I was going to be writing a book about the foolishness of Hollywood, the corruption of the process, the goodwill that people had going into it. And I thought it would end the way Picture did, that the movie would open and some people would like it and some people wouldn't. I did not think I would be writing this book about a huge film disaster. I think one of the reasons that The Devil's Candy got so much attention when it did was everybody likes a juicy disaster story, which is not what it was intended to be, but also that I think it just showed sort of step by step how people had stopped treating money as something valuable in a way. The money being spent on the film was being spent without anybody really paying too much attention to what was going on. At the time, I was working at the Wall Street Journal as a film critic, but our offices were on the same area as the editorial pages, which are very conservative, as you probably know. And at that time in the 80s, when Reagan was president, all these people used to come through, you know, the free marketeers. And I think I had a front row seat of the seeds being planted for the disaster we've ended up in today. And The Bonfire of the Vanities, instead of marking the end of an era, was really marking the beginning of an era. We just didn't know it at the time. De Palma is a very good filmmaker, so scene by scene and moment by moment, things would look great. I was caught up in the sense of excitement, really, that permeated the whole set. You know, we were in Los Angeles, we were in New York, we were in the fanciest museums and restaurants, and it was fun. I mean, there was a moment, I have a terrible fear of heights, and pretty bad fear of heights. And there was one point when I was with Eric Schwab, who was the second unit director, and he was at the top of the CityCorps Center. And I was with him, and I had a young child, a baby at home, and he climbed up on a ledge on the, whatever it is, 55th floor or higher, and I climbed up next to him because I felt that invincibility. And in retrospect, I'm horrified at myself. What was I thinking? After I wrote this book, I totally understood sometimes when you'll see a movie that it seems so wrongheaded by somebody who's very talented, and you think, how did it happen? I know exactly how it happened. I have to say that the one thing that I found it harder and harder to do after I wrote the book was to be a critic, and I stopped doing it 3 years later. Because once I was a critic, and probably also once I started writing books, it's probably a combination of the two. Once you've done it, it's much harder to have the lack of sympathy that's probably necessary to be a critic. The truth is, you know, most people who are writing books, most people making movies are trying to do something. They're trying to be creative. And so I think to have the steel nerves of a really good critic, I probably lost my nerve a little bit. I think I saw the earnest side of the Bonfire of the Vanities. I think what I saw was the genuine desire to make something good on so many people's parts.
For more information about Julie Salomon, visit juliesalomon.com. Book Pod producer is Barbara Finkelstein. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time at Book Pod, home to writers of lasting value.